Okay, let's welcome our guest here to talk about refereeing. We've got news of a course in a moment or two, but Alan Young, we've talked before, of course, about being the man in the middle.
What, we have.
What brought you to it? Why did you want to be there?
Back when I was 14, really, Chris, and sort of seen, got involved at a tournament, started running the line for a friend who got me involved, went down and did the course, and it just progressed from there, really, and very quickly realised that I was never going to be a Premier League player, but, you know, if you stick at it, you got an opportunity to get on the Premier League as a match referee.
You just loved all that abuse?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, you have to be thick-skinned and take some abuse to be a referee. It comes part and parcel of the job, you see, so...
How do you get the thick skin to ignore all that?
Or
can you?
Well, you know, you're walking out in front of 20,000 people, you know, you get that adrenaline rush exactly the same as what the players do, and it's all about that. And to be quite honest with you, the more people's there, the less you can sort of hear it, until they all start singing in tandem with each other, then you hear it more.
We don't need to know what they're singing, we can imagine.
Yeah.
Of course, you do occasionally get a decision right as well.
Well, you know, we are prone to making sometimes decisions right. I know there's, we do get majority right. And to be quite honest, statistics have said in the professional game that, they in the last 5 years, the amount of key match decisions that have been made have increased statistically.
A key question for listeners who can't see you. Yes, you do wear specs.
Yeah, I do have glasses, yeah, for reading purposes. And unfortunately, I have ginger hair as well, Chris. So,
he answers back.
I am a glutton for punishment, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. But you obviously must love it. It's your job now,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're in charge of developing referees in the whole county.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's my passion, my job, and, you know, I'm fortunate enough for what was a hobby has now turned into a professional career. And, yeah, my job role is in the title. It's developing all referees right through to professional, right down to starting from the first game.
And what level do you referee at? What sort of games do you referee
well,
at?
Well, I'm currently a professional assistant referee, so I operate on the Championship Division 1, Division 2, and as a conference referee I'm on the Vox National Conference. So.
And you're how old?
34.
So you can still rise up?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've still got 20 years ahead of me, you know, maybe 20 to 18
World
years.
World Cup final, you know.
No, I never think it'll go that far, I think, you know, but certainly looking at, you know, the heights of Football League referee.
Of course, we've got plenty of examples of that in Cambridgeshire. People have made it. Dave Bryan from Stamford, of course, has been on the Premier line for many, many years and has done games in Europe. And, you know, he's a good example of... And he's now in his 50s, so I don't think he'll mind me saying that. And so he's a good example of how far the likes of Alan come through the system can go, because they have a really good lifestyle if they really enjoy their refereeing.
Well, yeah, and we've also got Darren Dedman, who's in Chatteris, who's a professional, you know, he's a level one referee, championship, etc.
Back in the old days, in the 60s and 70s, you could look forward to the pension if you got to the European level, because the Italian teams all give you a big Rolex, didn't they?
Whatever. Yeah, and that's been taken out of the game.
Those days are gone now, but you kind of earn a decent living.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, you know, financially, the guys at the top will earn, you know, considerably good money. And it's only the Premier League referees, the select group referees, that are actually full-time contracts. So people like myself and the Football League referees would have their day jobs and would take an income as a professional referee as well.
You've been involved in a couple of incidents that have made the papers. You had to change your flag after a Millwall fan ripped it apart.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, I was involved in an incident where a fan decided to come onto the field of play and pull my flag out of my hand to tell me that he felt that I'd got a wrong decision.
A bit scary, wasn't it?
It was actually quite intimidating, to be quite honest.
You're not quite sure what he's going to do.
Well, no, you weren't, but the stewards were quite quick to respond, and the police, and it was dealt with accordingly.
The good news for you is that he'd awarded Leicester a goal kick. Leicester was the game, yeah.
Yeah, I did get the decision wrong, to be honest with you.
Oh,
so, yeah, so
that wasn't that game, was it, in the Cup?
It was, no, last year, and it was New Year's Day.
Millwall,
yeah, Leicester, New Year's Day.
And the den of all places, yeah. I mean, that is a den, isn't it?
Well, Millwall were chasing the game, and of course, then we didn't know whether it had taken a touch, so you tend to go down the air of safety, give a goal kick, and we very quickly knew that it was the wrong decision by the reaction of the crowd, etc.
You said you got it wrong there, and it is the sort of modern style that you do own up to things if you get them wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, because, I mean, to be quite honest with you, Chris, you know straight away. You tend to know sort of straight away with a reaction. But in the current climate that we're in with the DVDs, you know, what you see in a split second doesn't look particularly the same as what you see on a DVD after. And if you've proven to be incorrect on DVD...
Mm. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know about you, Albert, but I wouldn't like to make those calls half the time.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I would be honest with you, before I started reporting on the game, and, you know, you criticise the odd referee, but it's a hard job. And you're a Neanderthal, but when you think about it, at Premier League and Football League level, it's a hard game. You know, you've got to be so quick. The game is so much quicker than it was when I first started watching. And, it's the obvious decisions that probably annoy spectators now, the ones that they do get wrong. Like, I can mention a couple of penalty decisions at Liverpool the other week. They're the ones that I think infuriate fans, but week in, week out... A player makes a bad pass. And,
well, the other ones that I think are most difficult is this simulation idea. And, yeah. And we've seen a few examples recently where, you know, without the benefit of a replay to judge whether a player's dived or been brought down. That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very tough. And players now as well will draw contact. So they will actually instigate the contact from a defender. So and they're so quick that, you know, the modern athletes and, you know, the speed of the game at that sort of level is immense, so it is very difficult.
All the young dudes mop the hoopla, of course, in the early 70s. Well, yeah, I've got all the dudes in the studio because we've got that dude, Alan Young, the referee.
Thanks, Chris.
We've got that dude. Never thought I'd say that of him, but Andy Abbott.
Good evening, Chris.
And we've got another dude just joined us, the chairman of Cambridge United, Dave Doggett. Hello, dude.
Hello, dude.
Welcome, sir. How are you? Right.
I'm all right. Most people call me D-Dog.
D-Dog. The dog, I call you.
You call me the dog.
The dog.
Yeah. Who wrote it out?
And before anyone speaks to you these days, you say what words, don't you?
No.
Because the common question to you is...
Can I have a ticket, Dave? And even tonight, a guy came in and reckoned he was my brother, because his name was Dennis Doggett. But it was the first time I'd met him. So, nice chap.
I'm sure he was, but he's not your brother.
No.
And he's not getting a ticket.
Well, I didn't say that, no, but yeah. I'll let you finish this interesting stuff before we go on to tickets.
Of course. We'll talk about that in a moment or two, but it will be interesting. Of course, we're talking about Cambridge United against Manchester United next Friday the 23rd, 7:55 kick-off. Of course, it's live on BBC One. Best you watch the pictures there. Turn the sound down. Listen to BBC Radio Cambridge. That's my advice. But we're wondering, Alan, of course, who'll be refereeing that game?
Yeah, the appointments haven't been out yet, but there's every chance it will be a Premier League set of officials for that game. So
because it's Man United.
And it's the late stages of the FA Cup, so, and it's a live game, so there's every chance it would be a select group of officials that would be on that game.
What's it like to referee a game where there are, you know, some famous faces on there you've got to deal with, or you're running the line? How do you cope with that? Is there
you sort of switch that off, really, and once you get out there it becomes two different coloured shirts, really. I think the personalities and who they are come away from it. You've got a job to do. You go into professional mode, really. So
You don't call him Mr. Rooney?
No, I've been fortunate enough this season to go to Arsenal. I did Arsenal Southampton in the League Cup, and that was quite daunting when Mr. Wenger came out, and he's quite adamant that you call him Mr. Wenger as well. So, but that was a pretty good experience.
It would just be plain Dave for you, is it, or Mr. Doggett? Or?
Well, everybody calls me Dave.
The chairman, I call
him. The question I've got to ask for you, Alan. You know, you got to go to, you're normally in the Division 1, Division 2 and Division 3. What are the facilities like at the Premiership grounds that you have as a referee compared with what you get in the Championship and lower?
Yeah, there's a huge difference. There is a massive difference, but you respect that. But funny enough, you seem to get more of a personal touch in terms of hospitality from the lower divisions. You know, you have somebody who's with you, looks after you as a liaisons officer and stuff. But there is a difference, and, you know, financially you can see that.
Okay, let's talk about the need for more referees in this county, because the Cambridgeshire FA have done a great job in getting more people into the game of all types. We've focused on the programme about women and those less bodily abled and so on.
Yes.
Kids,
yeah.
Lots of new leagues springing up. But, of course, that means we need more referees.
Yeah, it does, Chris. I mean, we've been very successful in the youth game where, you know, 4 years ago we were about 30% coverage. We've got 95% coverage of all youth games across the county, and people can see that the decline that we're seeing now is getting adults to referee on the Saturday adult league, on the Cambridgeshire County League and the Sunday leagues. We really need to start recruiting more referees. One of the reasons in the current climate financially, we identified that £140 for the course was possibly too expensive and it was a deterrent. And what we've done now is we've put on a free course for people who are willing to referee on a Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, adult or male or female. And all we'd like them to do is attend the taster session, which is Monday the 26th of January at Cambridge FA, and that's from 7 till 8:30, where myself and a few of my colleagues will go through what it takes to become a referee.
Males or females, 16 and over?
Males or females, 16 and over, with an interest of refereeing adult football. They need to come to the taster session. And the reason that we're doing the taster session is because some people can't make the set course at the weekend, so it might be that we have to set courses during the week for them. But what we're going to do is we're going to meet the needs of each individual and tailor a course to suit them so that we can get them refereeing, particularly for the start of next season.
So what's the next stage after that?
Once they've done the taster session and they decide whether there are referees for them or not, then we will sit down with them and we'll organise a course. Once they've completed the course, then what we'll do is we'll mentor and guide them through their first six games on the Cambridgeshire County League or any league in Cambridgeshire that involves adult football.
What's it like, can you remember, going out to referee your first game?
It's funny enough, I was with somebody today and it's like being your first year at high school. It's really daunting, it's really difficult, and you are on the first steps of the pyramid, you know, and you will go to, we talk about facilities now, about Premier League and lower league, you know, sometimes you will be going to a field where you have to get changed into your car and you feel like you're on your own. But you know, there's great rewards from being a referee, whether you want to be professional, but there's also, you know, there's a financial gain from being a referee. People will get paid £25-30 for a game at the weekend, and I think people need to be aware of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the case. I mean, I've, funnily enough, been known referees and been sort of friends of the family for a long time. I go back to my first ever girlfriends back in Cheltenham.
Not one of those stories, have I?
Yeah, no, it wasn't, because her father was on the Football League list as a linesman. And from my point of view, he...
Did he give you the red card?
No, he didn't. He was very much helped me out and gave me an interest in the sport, because he'd go away, and in those days you'd get like the books that people know. I've still got Plymouth Argyle's 100th centenary or 50 years book that he brought back for me, and that was the thing. So it was making a contact within the game.
Okay, back to the refereeing course. Remember that, everybody? Yeah. So Alan, tell us about how they can find out about it.
Well, but if they go onto our website and look, which is CambridgeFA.com, but you know, attend the session Monday the 26th of January, come to CAMS FA, sit down, see what the implications are of refereeing. If you don't like it, fine. If you do, we can sign you up onto a course that will tailor and fit round, you know, their schedule. So,
and how far would referees have to travel and so on? Many hours a week, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, there's no expectation in terms of how far they travel or how many games they provide. They tell us what they want to do. Any travelling within the adult league is reimbursed with mileage, so they would be paid, so they wouldn't be out of pocket, and they also receive a fee as well for the game that they're refereeing.
And ladies are most welcome?
Absolutely, completely, yeah. We, you know, if we can get more females into the game as well, which would be fantastic. And the opportunities for females is that they can actually now go down female-only pathways and referee-only female football, which is...
If they want, or they can choose both.
Yeah, yes, they can do both, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Examples at the top level, isn't there? Premiership lines.
Yeah, Sean referees at the same level as I do on the conference, and, you know, she's a fantastic ambassador for female football.
Got to ask you about this controversy last week before about Premiership referees, some not fit to be on the panel, just not fit in fact.
Yeah, it's interesting. I saw an article today in the paper. You know, all I can say to that, Chris, is that we are tested, rigorously tested, fitness tested, and you know, all of the Premier League referees go in every 2 weeks and they're tested and they attend fitness sessions, etc. So, you know, in terms of attaining what is the target to be a referee and to pass the fitness test, no referee would referee at professional level unless they'd passed that test.
What game are you doing at the weekend, you know?
Yes, I'm off to Gosport at the weekend in the conference. So I've Basingstoke versus Gosport, which will be quite a tough game.
That'll be a good one.
And then
for
the week after, I've got Ebbsfleet versus Bromley, which again's a local derby. So two tough games, really.
Do you do your homework on the teams before you go to the game?
Yeah, I tend to. I tend to try and keep a one-track mind. I'll certainly look at the league table, but that's about it. But it's the same with anything. If you know somebody, you know somebody's name and relationship, you can get them on side straight away. Refereeing's all about communication, Chris, and man management skills.
But of course. And you'll be at the Cambridge United and Man United game, what do you think?
Possibly there, possibly. Dave, can I have a ticket later? But no, I mean, if not, I'll be certainly watching it on the TV with my children at home.
The FA are allowed so many. But I just think from Premiership down, coaches and managers have got to lead and show respect, because I think some of the behaviour on the touchline is absolutely disgraceful, and that then transfers down to youngsters and their parents. And I do think the leadership has got to come from the top, and the FA and the Premier League need to take serious action.
Do you get respect?
Yes. Yes, we do. We certainly do. And some people lose their temper, but yes, we do. And you can tell the difference between the professional ones and the ones that genuinely are annoyed. But 9 times out of 10, Chris, yes, we do get respect from players.
Been a pleasure to see you again, Alan. Thank you so much. It's alan.young@cambridgeshirefa.com.
It certainly is, yeah.
And the website is camsfa.com.
.com. Monday the 26th of January, 7 till 8:30, free taste session, free referees course.
Brilliant. Alan Young, thank you.